The Day in Tech History is sponsored by Cachefly over at cachefly.com, where you can host your podcast and get a 14-day free trial.
Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
November 11th. Well, happy Veterans Day, or WW1 Memorial Day. Either way, it's a day of remembering the veterans, so happy Veterans Day to all of you. 1968 is where we're going to start. The IBM Data Processing Division demonstrates the IBM 2980 financial terminal. It would be available to banks under special order in Miami. In 1975, the IBM Data Processing Division announces two new versions of the IBM System 370 mainframe computer, models 115 and 125. In 1986, the Burroughs Corporation and Sperry Rand merged to become Unisys, which is the world's second largest computer manufacturer. In 1994, Jim Clark announces to his Mosaic Communications employees that the company would now be named Netscape Communications Corporation. In 1996, Adobe Systems releases the version 4.0 of the Photoshop graphic editing application for Macintosh, Power Macintosh, and Windows System. The version would include the addition of adjustment layers, actions palette, and enhanced web support. It also refined existing features by updating the user interface with a navigator palette, guides and grids, and a standardized toolbox. $895 for all of that. In 1998, America Online acquires Personal Logic Incorporated, which is a company well known for its online consumer guides. Also in 1998, IBM unveils the largest hard drive ever designed for personal computers, the 1 billion byte or 25 gigabyte drive called the DeskStar 25GP is intended for home computers, while the faster 22-gigabyte model, the DeskStar 22GXP, was intended for commercial applications. And Yahoo launches Yahoo Spain.
If you love the Day in Tech History, then I encourage you to join my Patreon movement over at patreon.com/geekazine. Your contribution keeps the lights on and more Day in Tech History episodes available. Pledge as little as $1 a month or $12 a year for 365 days of podcasts. Add to that all the content from geekazine.com, morninggeeks.com, and other shows that I produce. That's over at patreon.com/geekazine. Now let's get back into your day in tech history.
In 2000, Sony Dream Robot was unveiled by Sony, a humanoid robot, at the Robodex 2000 trade show. It was the world's first exhibition of human partner-type robots in Japan. The SDR-3X could perform a variety of relatively high-speed, autonomous movements, including walking backward, forward, or sideways, even over uneven terrain at a speed of up to 15 meters per minute. In 2002, Microsoft and Samsung announced that they will develop a low-cost handheld computer. It would feature a Samsung 200 MHz ARM9-based S3C2-410 processor, the Microsoft Pocket PC operating system, 32 megabytes of memory, a 3.5-inch display, and secure digital card support. In 2005, Sony BMG Music Entertainment announces that it has suspended production of music CDs with the rootkit like XCP copy protection technology that was designed to prevent users from duplicating music after it discovered certain viruses could exploit it as a backdoor. In 2007, the first order is placed for a OLPC, or one laptop per child. And in 2008, Microsoft, Google, and Icon, three big names, got one big bill. $73 million bill Basically, income from the operations for 3 and 9 months ending on September 30th of 2008, including incremental costs of $37 million and $73 million for outside advertisers related to Microsoft's proposals to acquire all or part of Yahoo, and other strategic alternatives, including the Google agreement, the proxy contest, and related litigation defense costs. Also in 2008, Google launches video chat for email. An Argentine judge rules that 70 public figures are entitled to force Google to delete allegedly defamatory material about them. And that is your November 11th in this day in tech history. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. Until tomorrow, take care.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.